Hi guys, welcome to another special edition of Fans Talk. My name is Banji of Vegas. This is the only place where you can talk anything that you're passionate about. And today, we have two fans from two different teams that have one special thing in common. You think you have an idea of what it is that you're about to enjoy or what it is that you're about to listen to? What fan are we talking about? What team? And what's that common thing? Well, guys, you need to just sit back, relax. When I come back from this break, I'm going to be breaking the ice. Welcome back, guys. Remember, I told you that we have two fans from two different teams that has one special thing. I'll just go ahead and introduce them right now. What are you doing, guys?
Good.
So before we started this whole thing, there's been like a brouhaha in the studio.
Yeah.
As to if you have a Chelsea Aguero and a Man U Aguero, which is more Aguero-ish?
Like that. It was not. You know, look, I still don't believe that Chelsea fans are that wild.
Okay.
Like, we are quiet. Like, we know how to maintain ourselves. We know where we're coming from.
Okay.
You understand? But Man U being on the top, they always think, like, yeah, they're the boss of the, you know, everything, and okay, they rule everyone. So, okay, like, they're not trying to give us a chance to actually show forth.
Sure.
But it's like, we have tried our best. Right now, we're on the top fourth position. And where is Man U right now? They're on the eighth position. So, like, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, just hold on. Okay, introduce yourself. And we'll still come back to you so you can introduce yourself.
Sure.
You just make a shot right now, so you just want to take it low. You know, I know you guys, Man U. Okay, so let's know you.
All right.
Team setting the pace. Get ready to die.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I'm Oluwatomi.
Okay.
I'm a Man U fan.
Yeah.
And this Chelsea fan is happy to sit beside.
Exactly.
And he's so happy. I'm sure I can see the gladness in his eyes that me.
Like, I'm so flattered to be here this morning. My name is Regan Wakanobi, and I'm a Chelsea fan. And I'm sitting against a brother of mine, but we have rival teams, so there's no hard feelings, bro. Anything that I throw at you today,
just take it with heart,
you know,
likewise,
because I'm ready to take it.
Likewise.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now let's just get right into the middle. Let's just go into the conversation. Now, you said something about you have an history, you have a story. Like, you guys have been coming a long way, so
exactly,
you want to share with us those long
way. To me, I feel Chelsea, you know, we were in a relegation side before,
mm-hmm,
and we have actually tried our best in the past few years to come up, even with different coaches that we have had,
mm-hmm,
and at some point, like, if we go back into the past 4-3 years, we have actually been doing good on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gone down to, like, up to the 7th position or the 8th position where some other teams
are
hanging right now.
Are you certain?
I am very certain. I'm not taking any names. I'm not taking any names yet.
Right.
Yeah. We have 20 teams in the Premier League, so I'm not really taking any names. I'm not pointing out to who exactly right now. So, please, don't get at me.
Is this you trying to beg for him not to go hard?
Jose Mourinho's last season in Chelsea, please. Where were you guys?
Sorry?
Jose Mourinho's last season in Chelsea, where were you guys?
We were on the bottom of the table.
Exactly.
But we still try to come back up.
Mm. All right, just before, let me just cut you there. Just before we continue, so you want to take us back to the history, what has it been like being a Man U fan?
If you're talking about your club with history, doesn't get better than Manchester United.
That's true. I would not disagree. I'm agreeing.
It doesn't get better than Manchester United.
They have a lot of accomplishments.
He has to agree.
I can't dispute on it because they have had a lot of accomplishments.
It's not a case of something that he needs to agree.
I think if we check, we have had, I think, 6 Premiership championships, but they have had 13 in the past, you know, in history. So it's actually a championship. But for us to have those 6, it's something great. Mm. Like, it's not easy coming down. Like, you understand
you
how it is.
You have 6, you're on 13. When you get to 13, you talk.
No,
when
we grow up, we will talk. But we can still talk right now because we need to still encourage ourselves.
We
need to
still growing.
Yeah, we are.
Your case is like a teenager claiming that he's a man.
It was the same thing that happened to Manu at some point.
Ooh. Okay, guys, let's settle down. Let's just settle down. Let's just bring you back home. All right, now, one thing is connecting you two,
yeah,
and that is Jose Mourinho.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about your time with Jose Mourinho and your time with Jose Mourinho.
Okay.
Let's start with the Chelsea fan.
Okay, so when Jose Mourinho was our coach, Chelsea were actually playing good because they were actually giving him what he wanted to do. In 2012, he was the reason that we actually got our first UCL title. Was it 2012?
It wasn't Mourinho. It was Di Matteo.
Oh, yeah, it was Di Matteo. Okay. We actually won the Europa with Mourinho.
Mourinho.
Yes. Yeah, we won the Europa with Mourinho, exactly. And to me, I felt that we had actually accomplished something with him as a coach. So that means his time with us wasn't something, it wasn't failed. You know, he accomplished what he came to do. But then with Man U, when he entered Man U.
Let me say my mouth.
Okay.
I have my mouth.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so I believe Mourinho is a great coach. He's a really good coach.
Okay.
But it's more of a case of, does this coach fit this team? Mourinho's hiring in Man U was just a case of reaction.
Man, so was it that they felt that he would have done better?
No, I'm getting to that. Man City brought in Guardiola.
Okay.
Man U, the higher ups panicked. They felt that Guardiola being a big coach in Manchester, and we know how Man City has been coming up over the years.
Yeah.
So they decided to get the next best coach available in the market, which was Mourinho.
Yeah.
Which didn't necessarily fit the team because Man U is not just about you getting to the field and playing good football and that's all. Man U is about tradition. We follow tradition. We follow specific way of playing. This specific. We believe in bringing guys from the academy, and which we know that Mourinho is not really big on academy players. He tried to in Man U because I give it to him for bringing up players like McTominay.
Yes.
Without Mourinho, we wouldn't have McTominay right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I give it to him, but the way Man U plays isn't Mourinho style. Mourinho, like I said before we started recording, Mourinho is a Machiavellian coach.
Okay.
He believes in the end justifies the means. He doesn't care about whatever
happens in between.
As long as he gets his results, which isn't Man U, which isn't the way we play. We believe in playing attractive, attacking football.
Do you believe this is his pattern of play?
What he's saying, that Mourinho, when he's a Machiavellian coach in Manchester United, to me, I feel that, you know, when Guardiola left Barcelona, because he was a former coach of Barcelona, and when he left Barcelona, if you look at Barcelona right now, where are they? They're actually really doing good.
Yeah.
They have a certain way of playing their game. No matter what coach comes in, they will never change. Barcelona will never change. They have a tick-tock.
So would you say this is a good one going on a wrong team?
Okay, so
not really. Let me put it this way, that as a coach, you're supposed to know your players, and your players are supposed to understand you as well. So if, like, for example, now you're giving Barcelona a new coach, since you've taken Guardiola and he's in Man City now, and with the new coach has to understand that this is what they can actually do. You understand? And this is what they're best at. So this is what we're going to focus on. So this is how we're going to continue playing. And Barcelona has been with that, and they've actually been winning all their games. So like, for you now to see that when Jose Mourinho came to Manchester United, he was a Machiavellian coach. He wanted the results.
When he came, he has always been like that.
Yes, he has always been like that. That's true.
He has always been.
Yes.
Is anything wrong with being a
No, it's not actually bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's actually good. But Man U now, they were kind of going against his own will, which actually caused a lot of troubles between him and Pogba as well. Everyone knows about it. We all heard the news. And then, you know, that kind of like destabilized the whole team's mentality, which actually brought them down. Yeah. After Jose Mourinho left, Man U still is struggling to get back up. So, like, what is the problem with you guys?
Okay, look, so he's asking the question.
What's the problem? I personally don't really think we have a problem.
Do you need water?
I actually gave him a hard question to you. I put a rock on that question with you.
Analyzing the Man U problem, it's more than just Mourinho.
Okay.
The Man U problem started from Fergie.
Okay.
Yes.
When Fergie left, his successor.
Okay.
he brought in Moyes, which I would say is its advantage of how Man U is. The whole tradition, we wanted somebody that we felt would understand what it felt like to, not just the game, what it felt like to coach
a team
with tradition.
Exactly.
Moyes was coming from Everton. Everton is also
a team with tradition.
They had tradition. They had what they want, what they like, what they don't do, that thing. So that was like our disadvantage at that point, because we wanted the coach that understood tradition. So we were focused on the coach that would give us results,
what you deserve,
what we wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that another thing was that the team that Fergie left, whether you accept it or not, that team was a very average team.
Mm.
Fergie had a way of bringing out the best from average players.
Nice.
Yes.
Mm.
Most players in that team, if you look at that team, it was them, Ashley Young, Valencia.
Evra,
and a few other.
Even Ronaldo at that time was.
Ronaldo left. So the team was basically average. Van Persie, yes, he was the highest goal scorer the season before, but Van Persie was already getting old.
Yes.
He was already getting old. He had played his best years for Arsenal already.
Mm.
Rooney was getting old. Most of our good players were already aging. So the team was not a team for the future.
Mm.
It was a team that was more or less a spent team.
Okay.
If I can call it that. It was more of a spent team. So it needed a coach that would rebuild.
Rebuild.
And Moyes, right from the beginning, I knew Moyes wasn't the coach for our rebuild. Mm,
mm, mm. All right,
So it was more of a case of we focused too much on tradition. We didn't focus on the rebuild. So,
I think finally he's agreeing to your own notion.
I have a question now. Like, when you were calling the old players, like Rooney, Evra, Ashley Young, Valencia. Okay, fine. They are not there now. The young stars are there. Jesse Lingard, Paul Pogba, Anthony Martial, Marcus Rashford. You know, all the young players are there. What are they doing? They're not really actually pushing the team to actually get it to...
We're beating Chelsea 4-0.
Okay, fine. So, like, is that what you're going to use to, like, actually bring us down? But we are
still beating Chelsea 4-0.
Okay, fine. But you guys lost to Watford 2-0. Watford.
And you lost to Bournemouth too.
Okay. I don't disagree. Great. Like, win and losses are there in the Premier League. The Premier League is actually kind of hard.
It's the same thing. Win and losses.
You beat us 4-0.
You can't call my loss to Bournemouth.
Yeah, but you beat us 4-0. But where are you on the table right now?
Well...
Where are you on the table right now? You have no words, actually. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
This season is not over yet.
It's not over. All right,
let's just keep our fingers crossed. But before I move on to the next question, let's have someone say this from the street. Let's hear Damilare.
My name is Damilare, or Paul Damilare. As I said, I'm a Man U fan for like 13 years. But I'm changing my mind much more because the team is like... It's like they're on the same level with Southampton and Tottenham and Co. Because they're not playing like the Man U I support 13 years, 12 years, like Man U was on.
So now let's take a back track.
Okay.
To 13 years.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let him let him continue.
You guys are more Agberish than I am.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Just killed me, man.
Okay.
Just finished me.
Okay. All right, let's go
I'm
ahead.
Done. Madu.
Man has not even gone to Champions League in like 3 years or whatever. That's not something you can see normally. And then Man U is fucked up based on their coaching. Their players are not the kind of players that can turn up on. But they are young boys, they don't have the sense. Then another thing is because of Pogba. Pogba. If Pogba was around, it would have been a bit better. A bit.
So is Man U really dead?
Man U is dead, though. It's no more Red Devil self. I meant to call them Red Babies, but mine is not good at all. I changed my team to Juventus on a low.
You were going to say something.
We have been in the Champions League for 3 years. Where have you guys been? Like,
three years?
Yes, it's been. This is the third one. He's forgotten. That's how we are beating you guys.
You guys didn't beat me.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'm not me, but other teams.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah, not me, but other teams.
Get your facts straight.
So,
but what would you have to say? 13 years. What really changed from your view, being a Manchester fan?
First things first, I would like to say that guy is not a Man U fan.
Why would you say?
You're defending each other.
It's just a supporter.
Okay.
It's everything supporter and a fan.
Yeah, there's a very big difference.
Supporter and a fan. Let me give an example. Liverpool fans. A true Liverpool fan, you will know a true Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
And you know
a supporter.
You know a supporter. Because the Liverpool fans, during the period, because Liverpool also
was also very bad.
Also like us. Like Liverpool is like a perfect.
So you agree that you guys are bad at the moment?
I won't say we are bad, we are growing.
No, but you just said.
No, Liverpool, they were going through our struggle years.
Okay.
So, Liverpool were also going through their struggle years. So, okay. It's not like they were bad, but they're going through our struggle years.
You're saying you guys are having a struggle at the moment because I remember there was a game,
I think Jurgen Klopp's first season in Liverpool, his first full season in Liverpool. He was up 2-0 to Bournemouth, and Bournemouth ended up beating the 4-2.
Yeah, I remember that match.
You get so like that is where Man U is right now. The big teams we are murdering them like Chelsea. We are murdering the big teams,
and also getting murdered
by the small teams. It's down to the style of play, the players available,
okay,
and a lot of things. Because if you look at it, Mourinho had a better team than what Solskjaer.
I'm against Man U, but what he's saying right now, it's not really on point. Because to me, Man U is a good team. I am not disputing all those things. I am saying that Man U is a good team, but at the moment right now, they are not in their best position. Form. Yes, they are not in their best form. Now, when I asked, if you remember when we started, we talked about how many achievements we have made and how many they've made. So the same way you just brought in Liverpool, they had their own struggling moments. Mm-hmm. Every team goes through that. Chelsea right now is also going through struggling moments, but we have at least tried to get something on our table. We have tried to get something in our shells. We can actually stand out if they're calling big teams. We can actually stand out. Mm. So it's just a matter of time. To me, I believe in the next 4 years or 5 years, we can get good players. Imagine we sold all the best players. De Bruyne went to Manchester City, and you can actually
wasn't a best player for you.
Yes, but if he was still in Chelsea, he would have actually been good. Yes, yes, he would have good. It depends on the coach.
The reason why De Bruyne actually became what he is right now was the fact that he left Chelsea.
Okay, fine.
Stayed in Chelsea.
What about Mo Salah?
Same thing with Mo Salah. Because even as I went, Mo Salah went to Roma.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even seen as that big a player. It was more of Klopp's eye, because he spotted something in Mo Salah at Roma. Because when Liverpool had to sign Mo Salah, most Liverpool fans, as friends, they were like, they don't really see anything like that. Okay, like they were not so excited on the move, because he wasn't really. It wasn't even the star player at Roma.
He was not
the star player at Roma. Mm. I think it was Dzeko.
Yes, it was Dzeko by that time.
Dzeko was their star man at Roma. Yeah. So he wasn't really the star player. So it was when he came to Liverpool under Jurgen Klopp's.
Even that's what I'm trying to say.
And not that Jurgen Klopp's tutelage.
Okay.
And specific style of play with some specific players around him.
Okay, fine.
Because I feel Mo Salah without Firmino. That for me, you are Mane. Mo Salah is down.
Okay, fine. I would like to cut him there a little bit. Okay. Like I said, it depends on the coach.
Okay.
You know, Jurgen Klopp actually saw something in Mo Salah. Yeah. That's what actually made him, you know, get
the best.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So right now, Frank Lampard is our coach right now in Chelsea.
Yeah.
He used to play for Chelsea before. So he actually, as a player, fresh player, just coming out and becoming a coach, he might know some things, one thing or two, to actually help a player develop himself on the field. Mm. Exactly. Mm. So that's what we needed. Right now, even Chelsea needs a good coach that can actually bring in a good midfield and a good striking position. Mm. That's what we need mostly now. Mm. Because even our defense, as it is becoming a little weak. We are conceding goals anyhow.
Mm.
Which is not right. Which is why the reason why he's blasting me 4-0 and blah blah blah. That
you guys, Chelsea are also conceding goals. Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I disagree, but
conceding four.
you guys conceded 2-0 to Watford. Yeah. So, like, Watford, we also beat Watford, like, even in a rainy day or a snowy day, or even a sunny day. So, like, what? Like, how can you guys lose to Watford? That's just a disgrace to Manchester United, the whole big club. Yes, the almighty, the Red Devils.
That's the league system.
Exactly. So, you understand what I'm trying to say? It's a back and forth thing, kind of thing. Anything can happen. It's not La Liga. La Liga, you already know who are the big bosses. You can't mess with Barcelona. You can't mess with Real Madrid. You mess with those two, you get the horns. Exactly. Just like a Serie A. Juventus is the best team. Like, even if they lose the next 3-4 matches coming now, they can't come down to the second position. Exactly. So,
Inter Milan.
Oh, yeah. Inter Milan is actually, they're actually rocking the Serie A. But last season, you remember what Juventus...
No. Juve for the past six seasons.
Yes.
They've been undisputed.
Exactly. Those, like, Bundesliga, La Liga, Serie A, those ones are kind of like, they already know who the big boss is. But coming to Premier League, look at Leicester City right now.
Extremely competitive.
Leicester City is a club that was actually on the bottom of the table.
The funny thing about Leicester is that if you look at history, based on the way Leicester play, Leicester, when the season that you see Leicester playing well is the season that every other big team is
losing. Mm. Exactly. Okay. I've noticed what you just said.
Every other big team is struggling. You see Leicester.
Okay. All right.
But Leicester were just unlucky that this season Liverpool just...
They have the...
Because if not for Liverpool, I would see Leicester winning the league.
I'm very serious.
Mm. Okay. All right, so we still have someone from a Man U. Who's a Man U fan?
But funny enough, how would we change from Man U and Chelsea beef to Leicester? Like, bros, I want to finish Man U today.
So we're getting back to
yes,
the beef.
Yes, please.
We're getting back to the beef.
Please, so give me more money. I'm hungry.
We have George Blessed saying...
He's a supporter.
He is a fan of Man U. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Okay, I'm George Blessed by name. And I'm a student, and I'm a Man U fan. I've been a Man U fan for over 15 years now.
Wow, 15 years. All right, so let's talk about being a Man U fan for 15 years. How has it been? I mean, knowing fully well that you guys have had your great moment, and now the castle is crumbling. What do you guys think?
I think we had our fair share. So all these things goes around. If we are the one on top always, it will get boring anyway. So I think competition is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
So our current form now, well, I can't, because of our current form, run away from the club. Mm-hmm. If I can have my oppositions, which are Arsenal fans, and till now they will still argue with you, even when they are in the groove.
Yeah.
So. All those kind of stuff, it makes me want to stay more in my club and have more confidence in myself.
So what do you think is missing at the moment that wasn't there when you guys were winning?
I think experienced players is what we need. Experienced players, because if you notice, guys then, they were age experienced players we had. So those guys, they could deliver. But now we have a bunch of young players, although they are good also, they are trying, but I think their experience is still needed.
Great. So what do you think?
You see why I hate Man U fans so much? What is he saying? To me, like, what are you saying, bros? Look, first of all, let me start with the point where he said something about being on the top gets boring. Barcelona and Madrid have been doing it for a while. They don't seem bored.
Who hates
That's
to lose?
That's why La Liga is boring.
Eh?
Who hates to lose?
That's why La Liga
no,
is
who
boring.
Hates to lose? Like, La Liga is not boring. Everyone wants to watch Barcelona. Like, I see Barcelona fans like, oh my God, Messi, and all that kind of stuff.
Do you sit down and watch La Liga match?
I do.
Barcelona will be playing Alaves. You sit down. Watch
I it. Do. Even I How want often? To see them beat them 6-0, 7-0. It's still my club. I want to see them. We want to stay on top. Who doesn't want to stay on top?
No. Like, you.
If you
but he made a point there saying that, if you keep staying on top, it gets boring.
Boring. Like, are you going to get bored if you were staying on top?
Definitely not.
Of course. So then, why is he giving such an excuse?
Not. No. Data. I wouldn't give such an excuse. I wouldn't say being on top gets boring.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's more like the Premier League. The Premier League is a very competitive league.
It is. This is where you actually prove if you are strong.
You snooze, you lose. Mm-hmm. That's how the Premier League works. Mm-hmm. You snooze, you lose.
Mm.
One wrong step,
And that's all.
That's it.
The castle
is which is why every year you hear that Premier League teams spend more than
any amount, any
league in the world.
Exactly.
It is extremely.
It's really tough.
It's extremely tough because you have to.
This is where I'm trying to draw the line that if you guys really know that you guys are very strong in the Premier League, like, why haven't you still been able to maintain a top position, even in the top three, or even, you know, just top three, even if it's third position, second position?
Okay.
Even if it's that competitive. Like, it is competitive. I'm not against it. It is. But if you guys actually believe that you're the Red Devils in the Premier League, then so what is happening? What is going on? You guys criticize us.
We need to have the camera zoom into your face right now. Like, this look okay.
Yeah,
okay,
you guys are criticizing us, but we're still trying our best. We're on the fourth position on the table right now. And yeah, the season is not over.
Right, yes, okay.
The season is not over. Anything can happen, we can still go on second. Okay, so let me know.
What's going on?
Okay.
Okay, so just before you answer, Judge Blessed said something. He said, you guys are lacking experienced players. Is that what
that's wrong?
Is that I'm probably making up that for me.
I wouldn't say it's experienced players.
Exactly. It's wrong.
No.
This is a new generation. We need new people.
The thing is that football has gotten to a point where looking for experienced players isn't
the main thing again.
The main thing again, because now you see a player of 21 maybe the mentality of a 30-year-old.
No, not even
because if you look at someone like
Angel Gomez is the youngest player on your team and he can play better than even a 30
he
years.
He captained England.
Yes.
He captained England's under 20 side.
Yeah, under 20 side.
I think he was the youngest on the team.
He's literally 17 or 18 now.
He was their captain. So to show you that it's not about experience anymore.
It's a new generation.
Like, there's this saying that experience is the best teacher, but now it's not more experience, it's more like wisdom is the best teacher. You learn from what you see.
And talent.
And talent. And based on your talent, because if you look at like a player like Rafael Varane.
Yeah.
Varane was already a boss defender when he was 19. So, like, would you say, in that kind of case, would you say, because I look for experience, you wouldn't take a player like Varane, looking for an experienced older player.
No. It doesn't really actually
Even current Mario squad, I rate Twanzebe as a future captain. Because if you watch the guy play, you know that, yes, this guy plays far beyond his age. Like, he's really matured on the ball. He controls the defense.
So what is really happening? Because that's the question.
That's what I'm trying to find out. The issue right now isn't really an issue currently. Like, I won't call it an issue. I'll call it like a process. We are rebuilding. We are currently at the.
So why are you guys rebuilding? What happened to old castle?
Like you said, the old castle.
Oh, okay. It's not as strong as it used to be.
We were on top for almost 10, 20 years.
That's why you got whooped by Newcastle.
Calm down.
I like
the old castle is broken, so you got whooped by the new castle. Oh my god, I was waiting for this time. I was waiting for this moment. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Great. Okay.
All right, go ahead. I blasted it, didn't I? I did good. Yeah.
Damn. That was really good. So it's more because of we are rebuilding.
Okay.
We need to rebuild. We need to get new players. We need to inject new talent into the squad. So right now, I would say we are growing. I would say yes we lost to Newcastle. Yes, we lost to Watford, but I see growth in that squad. I see we are going somewhere. We are beating the big sides.
Even if you don't have an idea of where it is that you're growing.
I can see positive growth.
Okay.
Yes, we lost to Watford, but it's more of a case of you are growing. Like, just like when you're learning how to drive, you crash one or two.
Not me, oh. I never crashed.
Not all drivers.
Yeah, not all drivers.
Okay, not necessarily crash, but you all those small.
No, I didn't even do that though. See, mind you, let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay, yes, like you say, not all drivers will have that.
Okay.
So not all teams will have issues in rebuilding.
Building.
Some teams rebuild
real good.
Real good. Mm-hmm. Like Leicester, for example.
So maybe you guys don't have enough sand. You don't have enough. Enough cement to actually package your team and put back on the field.
It's more of a case of individuals.
Fine.
You wouldn't say because someone takes 10 years to do something and someone takes 5 years to do something, doesn't mean the person won't do it eventually.
Exactly.
So it's more because we will get there.
But
we are rebuilding. I'm talking, please.
Sorry.
We are rebuilding. So I feel Shogja is going the right way because. If I were to look at it, I wouldn't blame Shogja for any of Manu's losses because if you look at the team we have now, is exactly worse than what Mourinho had because we don't have Lukaku, we basically don't have Pogba because Pogba has not played anything this year. Matic has lost pace. We saw that last season. He has lost pace. Mata is old. Mm-hmm. Sanchez is gone. So. Most of the players we have now are
young boys.
Young boys, exactly. We are bringing in Mason Greenwood. Mason Greenwood is actually the second highest goal scorer for Bayern this season.
Yes, after Rashford.
After Rashford, he has 7 goals. He started with Martial on 7 goals. Mm. I think he has more assists than Martial.
Yeah, so he has more.
He has more assists than Martial. So we are putting big boy shoes on these little boys so early. Yeah. So And when you're growing with young boys, it takes time. Like, for example, now look at Ajax. The same Ajax team that played last season's Champions League, that was almost the exact same team that played Man in the Europa League final. Did you know that? I think the only difference was Daley Blind. That was not in Ajax. So, it's more, and that is about 4 years ago.
Yes.
It showed that they were going through a process. They were rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Definitely, because we don't watch Dutch league so much, so
we don't know how it is
how
going.
It works.
Exactly, we don't know how it works. So it's more because of we didn't see what was going on, but we just saw that this
guy is going good.
This guy is exactly. We didn't see the problems they went through.
Great. So now, I mean,
still doesn't answer my question.
Now I know you still haven't answered your question, but let's shift the focus back on Chelsea. I know that they're going through a lot at the moment, but what would you say right now? You guys, I know you guys are definitely trying your best, but do you think you guys
can do better?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, we can. We can. Any team
you were saying definitely?
Definitely can do better.
Anyone can do better. See, like, I'm not disputing. Premier League is one of the most hardest leagues in all of, football. And as Chelsea, as we are struggling with a new coach and everything, let me just say, we need a little more pressure from our coach himself. We need a new squad, a whole different squad that he can test.
A whole different squad?
Not like a whole different squad, like just the front line, like that whole squad in the front. Like they need to actually make something about it because we are not getting the goals we want.
You think the front line is loose?
Yes, the front line is really loose right now. Like when Eden Hazard left, many people were like, Chelsea's gonna have a lot of problems.
Because say Odoi.
Yeah. Because he was
who on earth is hurting Odoi, please?
He
made one or two tricks.
He's not as good as Eden Hazard.
Hazard
was the backbone of Chelsea at that time. When he left, even as a Chelsea fan, I felt that yes, Chelsea has lost something.
Like something left you.
Yes, when maybe a particular part of your bone comes out from your spine, you have lost something. So that's how when we actually gave out Hazard to Real Madrid. It's as if we lost something because he was actually the game player, the game maker, everything there in the middle and in the front. He was helping them out. So that's what was actually making us getting the goals that we actually got. And then again, if you look at the coach now, since Hazard left and a new coach came in and everything is just changing. So as he said, they are building up and they don't have enough cement. We too, we don't have enough cement right now.
Okay, so it's a case of you both don't have enough cement, but yes, you're building.
We have cement, but our cement is in our storeroom. We are keeping our cement.
Okay. Why are you storing it?
Yeah, you need small.
No, you need to use it quick.
If you rush the building, it will collapse.
It cannot collapse. But honestly, why is it that all your young players always have they have a tendency of getting injured real quick?
Problem with medicals as well?
No, no medicals. The training intensity.
Okay.
Okay.
The amount of matches mm-hmm. because
you're still young.
Man, you lacks squad depth.
Oh, he finally agrees that Man, you lacks squad depth.
We lack squad depth. Everybody knows that we don't really have. If you remove our first 11, like what's left? Using them, Dylan Levitt, them Tanzibi, like our second team basically is.
It's weak.
It's just the academy graduates.
Wow.
It's our academy boys that's our second team, basically. Wow. Then Chai Chong, Angel Gomez, Dylan Levitt, James Garner. You get so, like, the first team is. And right now, Man U is playing in every competition right now. Mm-hmm. Chelsea is out of
Europa only. We are in UCL. Are you guys in UCL?
Don't
worry. Yes, you're not in UCL, so let's not talk. UCL is bigger than Europa.
After Bayern.
We are going to beat Bayern Munich. We're going to beat Barcelona. We're going to beat PSG. We're going to beat Juventus. We're going to beat each and every team. Don't worry.
That's a goal for the new season, right?
So it's more because of we have a lot of squad congestion, future congestions, yet we are basically the same players over and over again. Doing that fatigue. Fatigue tends to set in. Mm. And when fatigue tends to set in, you start having problems with injury. No, not Castle anymore.
The Newcastle is working. The Newcastle power is working.
Right.
Why Newcastle? Why?
I really drained him
great,
with that one.
Great. It's been a wonderful time. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. I think we should have this again.
Yeah.
And probably have the old focus on Chelsea.
I'm so sure
you're going to be taking him down.
No problem.
I would love to.
So any word of consolation to them? I mean, at the moment, while they're going through what they're going through.
Just don't get whooped by Newcastle again, please. I'm begging. And Watford, please. If you want to get beaten, at least put a fight. You know. Put up a fight. Use your cement that it has been inside the storeroom. Bring it out. Pour the cement on the players. Let them be stronger. Because actually, I actually like some of your players, like Marcus Rashford. I like him. I like Anthony Martial. I like Jesse Lingard. I like these players.
Consolation.
Yeah. So, but you guys actually really need to try a little bit.
Blowing breeze after you.
No, I'm actually trying to ease the wounds. I'm not trying to put salt on the wounds.
Okay.
You guys really need to bring in your A game. Like, these young boys can actually do something. Believe it. If you guys believe in them, they should believe in themselves as well.
So you, what are your words? I mean, being a coach.
If I was Manu's coach.
Okay.
First things first, I'll get a new midfielder. I feel Kuba doesn't want to play for Man U
any longer.
Yes, he has been redacting from it.
If you don't want to play for the club,
it brings down the club a little bit
because you affect the dressing room.
Yes,
like
exactly.
The way your
actions,
will rub off on other players. So I'll get rid of him first of all. Bring in another player because I know it's going to be really hard to find. A direct replacement for Kuba because if you look at it in the world, midfielders that are as good as Kuba, most of them are not available for transfer. So they are looking for more because of getting someone that might not be as good but can get the job done and wants to be in the clubs. So that's it. That's first thing. Kuba out. Probably get another 10. The midfield.
You need to work on the midfield.
And is striker, please.
Do you have any consolation for Chelsea as well? Because
Chelsea, change your entire front, please.
Yes, I agree with
front.
That.
Change that front.
We need to change that front.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. It's been a wonderful time. I've had an amazing moment. I mean, you guys have both lashed each other, and you know, I just feel.
I think I lashed him more than he did.
He lashed me.
But don't worry, part two's coming up.
But don't worry, we'll probably have another rematch.
Come back.
Yes.
Come back like the Phoenix. Rise from the ashes.
I'll be actually ready for it.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
The Phoenix.
Thank you so much, Tommy. So you want to tell us how we can find you across all platforms?
Okay, so I'm Oluwatomi2 on Twitter. Okay. Oluwatomi_ on Instagram. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And mine is ReaganRoberts94. Mm-hmm. Or you can just type Reagan_Nobi19 on Instagram, and then I have my Snapchat handle, which is NelsonRob1. Just look it up and you'll see your boy there.
All right.
Thank you very much.
My name is Banji of Lagos, and you can find me across all social media platforms at Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. If you enjoyed what you just listened to, remember to subscribe and leave your review on iTunes and share this with your friends. I mean, this is the moment. This is the only place where we give you that platform, where we give you that realness, that realness that meets with your curiosity, that realness that meets with your listening pleasure. So this right here on Jamit is where you should come. Remember, you need to download the app. Download on Play Store and iOS. And yes, you will be on your way to finding out every goodness that is coming out of Jamit. Until next time, we'll come your way again with another exciting and explosive episode such as this. Remain blessed, and I think we should change purpose sing a Man U anthem to just close, just to console them.
Glory, glory, Man United.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you so much.